It's the latest sign of how the scale and speed of ICE arrests, detentions, and deportations under the Trump administration are unprecedented, creating chaos and even making people disappear to destinations unknown. For more on how this is happening and who is tracking the data, we spoke with Graham Blair, Associate Professor of Political Science at UCLA, the co-founder of the Deportation Data Project.
This is a longstanding problem, which is that there is only one source for information about immigration enforcement, which is the government itself. And that means that they get to decide what information they put out.
The project's goal is to provide accurate and transparent information about who is being arrested by ICE and DHS. However, the data has become increasingly more difficult to access under the Trump administration, creating major gaps in public accountability.
These are not agencies, either historically or now, that wish to be transparent about what they're doing. And so we nevertheless have the right to records about what government agencies are doing through the Freedom of Information Act.
The Deportation Data Project filed a lawsuit against ICE and, as a result, obtained enforcement datasets. Though much of what the government releases is heavily redacted, incomplete, or difficult to analyze. Even so, they say the data provides a picture of ICE activity, offering insight into the scale and pace of arrests and deportations under Trump 2.0.
An increasing number of people are being arrested who have no criminal background. And that's both a change from the past administration, an increase in the number of people that have no connection to the criminal justice system at all, but also I think stands in contrast to the way that the Trump administration describes what its policy is, which is that they say that they're going after the worst of the worst.
The Deportation Data Project also tracks how people are being detained and where they are held and transported to. These patterns, often hidden from public view, are now drawing the attention of researchers and raising concern among the public.
Arrestees are being transferred frequently, more frequently than they were before, and increasingly to pretty faraway locations, which means that they're far from their homes, they're far from their families, and importantly, they're far from access to legal counsel. Deportations to third countries, where someone's sent to a place where they didn't grow up, they in many cases have never been to, and where they have no connections, and that promise is being carried out.
A plane to purgatory is how the Guardian's data editor described the current situation, as the Trump administration and its allies shuttle immigrants across the U.S. and to other countries in irregular and unprecedented ways. A Guardian investigation found that these transfers effectively vanish people into a purgatory that denies them constitutionally protected rights. Reporter Will Kraft shared more on his findings, offering a rare glimpse into what he calls a lawless limbo.
So the Guardian received a leaked trove of data from within Global X, which is one of, if not the largest, deportation flight provider. And the data covered the first 100 days of the Trump administration and contained people's names, their date of birth, far more information than we have ever gotten from within the deportation system before.
The Guardian's investigation tracked 44,000 immigrants over 100 days, revealing that charter airline Global X operated more than 1,700 flights for ICE. Many immigrants endured long, multi-leg journeys, with about 3,600 people forced onto five or more flights. Transfers between detention facilities have sharply increased, with some detainees moved 10 to 20 times in just 6 months.
Oftentimes, the government and ICE do not tell lawyers where people are being moved. So lawyers will be in contact with someone at an immigration detention facility, and then they'll be moved to another one. And the lawyers have to then fight to figure out where their clients are being moved to and where they might be.
Since the start of Trump's second term, there have been an estimated 200,000 arrests, with about 60,000 people currently held in ICE facilities. But it's unclear how many have gone unaccounted for. What we do know is, compared to Trump's first term, arrests of non-criminal immigrants have surged by 500%. The administration is building what critics call a multi-billion dollar deportation industrial complex to meet its stated goal of 3,000 arrests a day. That's more than 1 million immigrants a year. But Kraft says the sheer scale of arrests raises urgent concerns about how many people have simply been lost in the system.
I don't know how many people this is happening to who don't have legal representation or whose families have been unable to locate them, but I'm sure the number is high. Every person who is going through this system that we have managed to talk to has talked about the difficult conditions and the confusion and the difficulty reaching family members. And so even if the most privileged person in immigration detention system is experiencing that kind of hardship, it's difficult to know just how widespread it is. But we can know that people are experiencing across the system overcrowding, confusion, difficulty speaking with their family members. I think it's only going to get worse from here on out as the government is getting more and more money to do this kind of stuff.
It remains unclear whether these discrepancies reflect a disorganized and chaotic federal system or a new tactic in what the American Immigration Council describes as, quote, Trump's crueler world.
We did not find some secret DHS memo where government officials said, we're going to start transferring people more and more to make it harder for them to access their lawyers. But what we see in the data is that people who entered immigration detention after Trump took power in January is that they were moved around more frequently than people who entered immigration detention during the Biden administration. So regardless of why the government is doing this, and it could be that they are trying to move people to help prevent overcrowding, or it could be that they are trying to move people so they can't access their lawyers. We don't know, but the outcome is the same in both explanations, which is that it is having a detrimental impact.
In the article, DHS responded to the allegations, stating, quote, claims that transfers of detainees are being weaponized or hidden are categorically false, end quote. That's according to Tricia McLaughlin, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs. But ICE's own protocols require minimizing long-distance transfers and avoiding moves that separate detainees from their families and attorneys. The American Immigration Council filed a lawsuit to determine whether ICE is adhering to those rules or quietly changing them. For Pacifica, I'm Lauren Schmidt.